Hello. Today is October 11, 1978. We are interviewing Walter Wilson.
Morning. Folks, can you tell us when you were born and how was the life in your early childhood?
Yes, I was born in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And my childhood wasn't any different from probably any other normal child, other than that I was the only boy in the family with five sisters, which was great. I spent all of my childhood days in Broken Bow, within the city limits, and up until the age of probably around 13, I do believe, and then we moved out into the country. Went to the Broken Bow public school system a whole 12 years. And
could you tell us what college did you go in? What's your major in?
After high school, I attended high school. Then was still a vocational school. I spent a year there, and after really didn't know what I wanted to get into at that time, and I spent 1 year there taking vocational courses. And after that year, I went to a junior college, and then made up my mind to decided on my major towards a PE degree. And spent a year at junior college and went to Southeastern State University there the following year, and spent the rest of my college days there getting my BS degree, which brings us up to the next question.
What made you decide to come to Choctaw Central?
I really don't remember, Richard. I remember the job was very attractive. Everything went with the job. I had a visit with the school prior to accepting the job, along with the guy that hired me, Mr. Jimmy Gibson, was pretty persuasive in his job offer, and also this gave me an opportunity to step into a secondary school. I had several junior high offers, and I was thinking about starting off with a junior high program, but when this offer came along, it seemed at the time, and which has been proven correct today, that it was just an offer that was too good to refuse.
How do you like it down here?
Well, I've enjoyed my stay. After the first week, I was ready to go home, pack up and go home. But now I enjoy working with the kids here, and couldn't about the situation that they was offering, and couldn't ask for better people to work with than I have worked with in the athletic department, which is a big plus, the environment and everything. And to sum it up, Oklahoma will always have a special place in my heart, but Choctaw Central has been good to me, the Choctaw people here, and you couldn't ask. And I consider myself very fortunate in that respect.
Yeah. What are your coaching duties?
Well, George, I'm kept pretty busy during the day. I have PE classes up until the junior high program. I helped coach the middle school program, and then I'm an assistant football coach, which takes up a great deal of my time. And then after football season, I'm the head basketball coach. And after basketball, go right in and to baseball. I'm the head baseball coach.
How do you like the coaches who work with you?
As I stated earlier, they're not a better group to work with. I want to mention the three I do work with that is in the coaching department. Well, actually, four. We've got a young lady that contributes to our department a great deal. The athletic director, Larry Robinson, the other two coaches I work with, Wiz Tullis and Barry Jim, and the young lady I was talking about is Ms. Waldine Brown. And as I said, they are just super. I'm very fortunate to be associated with such a group.
Could you tell us about your special moment as a coach at Charter Central?
Yes, I would consider three events that I've been associated with here at Central to be the highlights of my career here. I was associated with the conference championship in track a couple of years back. Last year's Maven Lions Bowl championship, and the baseball conference championship up last spring.
Could you tell us about your hobby?
I enjoy hunting and fishing. I haven't done as much as I'd like to here in Mississippi, but as a youngster, I spent a great deal of my time out in the woods. Also, being associated with athletics, I enjoy playing a great deal, even now from over the hill and everything. And I spend a great deal of my time playing independent softball and basketball. And after a hard day's work, I like nothing better than just to curl up on the couch.
Were you involved in athletics in your high school and college days?
Yes, Jordan, in high school, I participated in sports, played football, basketball, ran track, and played baseball a lot in the summer youth programs. And after I went to high school, I played football there, basketball, ran track, and at Southeastern, played nothing but football. Yes, I was.
Were there any special moments in Southwestern while you were playing football?
The second year I was at Southwestern, we won the state conference, conference, Oklahoma Collegiate Conference Championship, which I had to consider highlighting my playing career. And being chosen for the Collegiate Conference defensive team also was a highlight of my career.
What position did you play?
I played the defensive end.
How was it like playing defensive end?
In our defensive setup, it was where we run what we call Oklahoma 50 defense. A lot of most black men than another linebacker. Various responsibilities, and you had to be a well-rounded athlete to play it. At the time, I just weighed 190 pounds, which enabled me to play it.
What kind of student were you in high school and in college?
I guess I would consider myself an above average student. I graduated from high school with a B+ average. And after I got into college, I didn't have the study habits, everything that I should have, which hindered me some, along with spending a lot of my time in athletics. I graduated with a 2.0, I believe about a 2.8 out of a 4-point scale. So I think I was a pretty good student.
Thank you.
try to assert that that psychic culture. Counter-examined by understanding more of the original things that, you know, we have time to sit down, not just moment on the phone. I expected them to think kind of our own feelings are fair. But I'm saying there's a lot of things like that.
Well,
yeah, I'm trying
to now. Thank you.
Thank
you. You know, we all make mistakes. We all human. And if we wouldn't make mistakes. If we take more things, profit.
I did so with the advice
in the direction of the administrative office, and then it just didn't work with it to the OBO. And I asked about the situation, how he got in the administrative office before. So the points I covered were the points that I had in a rough draft where most of the problems fall in right here. Really easy. So if there is that, I've been in the administrative office. So OBO is doing the point, trying to go out here, trying to say, like, I asked him simply about that kind of thing. So I sit down. I was advised by the administrative office to do that. I sit down, read the website, came from him, I didn't even know.
Well,
what they really have are the guys well large enough. I think we wish we had a better person that was not only for me, but for people like this young, because I think you could use them.
Well, why couldn't
we all use you? And then, what's this? I mean, I'm not talking about the research. When you go to the library, I'm going to have one of the things that you try to do. You try to do it. Look at it. I'm going to keep that down in the library if you want to look at it. Some of the counselors, if you had to write a real personality of about school or about 5 minutes, and they're so helpful in situations like that. So you want to give up yourself a clarification. But to tell your agency, the youth ministry, or you have your own staff, well, that's what we did. I advise them from the material. But the school, I'm in Tennessee, so we talked to my school, we didn't have that kind of thing. That's something that, well, that's what we did. I had a personal application out here.
Well,
when I did that, I think I was going to do this thing. I mean, because I was being advised, and I did that. Constantly found out there were some things I knew. After all, he said, yeah, I wouldn't really see him to the end. Before he came to that thing, I didn't like it. Because when they advised me to do something a little different than you, that point, people were advising me to do it. I did it, whether or not, I could have found another institute, residents to be over there, and filed all kinds of things. But I haven't filed one, because I just don't feel I don't want to fight with them. I want to work with it and forth. If, on the other hand, they struck me deliberately, then I'm ready. You know, it's like going on to fight for the same. But I just push you, I can hear the whistle, and I'm going. The other number of things I didn't do here, that even if you told me that I was going to take it out and go through the unit, and go through the unit, and put on a federal employee, and call out the other people, and go and take them to the group, I decided to make change and say this. And they look down, and they always make down here, the things look down, so they don't go down, but I'm calling you to them, and they're always speaking, they're doing anything, but they're doing something, that's your
well, you don't say something wrong to live, and then they're going to be very logical, but why can't they do it? I mean, I know what I'm saying. Why can't
they do it? Yeah, well, I'm surprised you do it. Well, I'm surprised.
But you don't do it, yeah.
Okay. Basically, cut down and supervise the team that we're doing in our case area. Supervise means starting to develop, getting the aid, writing information, going out and doing the school. And I know it's a joke, we've mentioned bureaucracy before, and unfortunately, we're going to be a little more bureaucratic today. So, there's going to be more reports that come from about the new things that are right more. I laugh. You want to let me run? If I can take you back from my personal random to get them, then I don't mind you writing in random. I'll just make it what they're talking about. I don't mind writing. I'm sure you like a memorandum reference form that would have to do with policy or study content or definite technical policy. It may be policy or speed regulation. I'm turn around, but they're not that good. That's a person. You do all differently. But you turn around and you can see it's God. And you know him. And you get him so differently. And you get him so differently. Whether you think of structure or a color system, or a team that might evolve that way, I think if you can start that understanding why you have, I would be feeling something more than kind of more open type situation. But this seems to me really good to look that way. So that's what you can seem to do entire life. And it seems to do that way because you say you want to put it in, you want to think that's the relationship I like to have. That's something else that I see seeing coming. That's how I like all that. That's how I stop it and in fact you can even do other work that way. I don't know how it's going to happen in the journey to this work. Everybody seems to be on to it and seems to me. And then that's and you finally drive the situation, drop it back right there. And people want to get their job. And, you can go through other school systems or organizational purposes. I'm going to call it organizational clients, but we're going to talk about now. But it doesn't exist for that idea. So essentially, you didn't have to listen down to like if you talk to somebody, like if you and I talked that one day, we thought we had anything.
There's nothing more than what you say. What do you do? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? You know what? What is going to have to be done? Where you should be drawn? Or all that you want to do is you want to be done to do it? Or is something you want to do in the daily play? Okay? That's where you can learn the best thing you can do. So, you know, to see what you see. I didn't. And then it's about the treatment of the child that you need to have a name of the child. But it's the same thing with one of the next two. Because certain meanings are expressed as well. And the benefits of the family need to be just as possible to protect the desire of the being and the next two meanings that can never have to be taken to the human being from the person you want to. And then that is that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.